We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. There is a lot to see and do in Wisconsin state parks, from camping, hiking, and biking to spending time on the water. And for the past couple of summers, you've been able to take in some classic theater.
That will be the case this year as well, as the Milwaukee-based Summit Players will again bring Shakespeare to the state parks. This summer, the troupe will put on A Comedy of Errors in 16 parks, starting June 17th at the Richard Bong Recreation Area.
They'll put the show on at Milwaukee's Lakeshore State Park in late July, but I met up with two of the key players on a cool and foggy morning there recently. Tell us who you are.
I'm Hannah Klapprich-Miller. I'm the executive director of the Summit Players.
I'm AJ Magoon. I'm the public relations director of the Summit Players and an actor as well.
All right. So tell us where we are and what the significance of where we are is.
We are at Lakeshore State Park down by Discovery World in Milwaukee. And we're in a sort of large open cement playing field. And this is where we do our show. We've done it for the past 2 years here, and we'll be doing it again this coming July.
Mm-hmm. And this is really the start of the trail that leads essentially from Discovery World into the rest of the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like we're standing here, the fog has rolled in. It's probably 45 degrees where we are. I feel like we should be talking about Othello.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the proper situation for a comedy right now. It's a little ominous out here, and it really always is when we're at Lakeshore. It's an adventure of a park.
Yeah, we have, I think, probably our hardiest audience has come to Lakeshore. We've had rain last year, but we had still like a very good, solid crew of people who came out. And the year before, it was quite cold.
We were contending with both gale force winds and Polish Fest at the Summerfest grounds simultaneously. And it was a very difficult show to be heard in at all.
Yeah, we have this very funny video of our set is this banner in a picnic table. And the banner is usually held up on these two standards, which we kind of build and carry around to parks with us. And we tried to do that year one, but then the wind like blew the banner over while someone was being interviewed in front of it. So nice. We have it on footage. It's very funny.
Well, and so what do you have costumes that can adapt to different temperatures? Are the characters wearing long sleeves when they're at Lakeshore versus when they might be at another park in a warmer place?
Well, yeah, I mean, our base costume is a black shirt and jeans. And so the nice thing about that is when it's warm, we wear a black t-shirt, and when it's cold, we wear a black long sleeve shirt, and when it's really cold, we wear a black turtleneck. And so the base costume, fortunately, is adaptable. And, you know, it is a little unfortunate in that if it's really cold, it's not like we can really throw a coat on, you know, but the fortunate thing is that the rest of the costumes are so generally like thin and meant to be taken off so quickly that we can put on whatever we need under them to keep ourselves warm-ish at least.
Yeah, and our big thing is that all of our shows are accessible, and usually the weather does play along with our mission statement. So Lakeshore is one where it is a little bit more of a wild card because the lake effect is very strong right next to the lake, but it's part of the adventure. It's part of the experience. It's always fun.
So we talked about this in the studio a couple of times, but this is the first chance I've had to actually kind of see a space where you put on a show. We're looking, it's just an expanse of concrete and some grass and a few benches. How do you convert this wide open space without really much infrastructure at all into something that not only can you put on a play here, but people can watch it?
Well, the agreement with the parks is that no matter what location we are in, they provide us with a picnic table. So a picnic table gets carted into this space, and that becomes our levels on our stage. So the actors are climbing all over it and crawling over it, depending on what character they are.
So it has to be a pretty sturdy picnic table.
Yeah, usually. That's also part of the fun when it's a surprise, and it's not. But our shows are blocked in a way that the actors have certain set points where they're going to hit this part of the audience if they're going out into the house, or they're going behind the banner, which is our backstage. So that is very adaptable no matter what the location is physically like. Lakeshore is kind of unique in that it is so open, there's not really anything to hide behind. And in previous years, our shows have both taken place in forests. So there are really, there's not
some
a forest.
Shrubs over there.
Yeah, some small shrubs. But we, when we arrive at the location, go through kind of a shorter run-through of the show and hit points where we know the blocking will be a little bit more challenging depending on what the terrain is like.
How much rehearsal time do you have at a space like this so everybody's on the same page?
Well, Lakeshore, we're so lucky because it is very close to the Marquette University campus where we do the majority of our rehearsals. So we actually have come down here in the past and done a rehearsal on location. But for the most part, it's kind of a surprise. Whenever we add a new location, we don't see it until we get there. So that's, again, part of the fun. But the way that we do our shows are just adaptable. That's kind of the nature of the beast.
Your voice carries very well, but we're standing in a pretty wide open space. How do you ensure that the people who are watching can hear it?
Talk even louder. We work
like I should back up.
Yeah, I can project now. We work really, really hard on projecting and on speaking loud, and it's a matter of speaking loud, but also diction and enunciation. I mean, we go through an extensive series of warm-ups before every show. We go through an extensive series of vocal exercises during the rehearsal process every year. You know, we work on, you know, we start close together, and then we move further and further apart, running our lines, running the energy back and forth so that we all get a sense of how far away we are from each other and how loud you have to be heard. I mean, it really is, it's a different kind of energy to, you know, you really can't be quiet and nuanced and subtle about it. Like, you gotta be big and bold. And there have been, you know, times in the past where you gotta take care of your voice because it's pretty easy to wear yourself out basically kind of shouting that much. But we work on projection and enunciation, and we really kind of put a lot of energy into making sure that we can be heard.
A lot of actors will say that performing a musical or performing a Shakespeare show is like playing a football game, and the amount of energy is probably similar, coming
fewer
from different
concussions.
Muscles. Yeah, you hopefully,
God,
if you're
God,
doing
I
your
hope
job right.
So.
But yeah, in spaces where there are fewer trees for our voices to bounce off of, it is just more of a puzzle as to how to let your voice carry, and kind of like, it's almost like a song. You're practically singing the play.
Well, and from where we're standing, we can see three big stages at the Summerfest grounds, or the festival grounds. You were saying one of the times you were out here, Polish Fest was going on. How do you compete with, you know, the sheer mass of sound that comes out of the festival grounds?
A lot of the time, when you get to a point where you know you can't compete in volume, you start trying to compete in diction and just making sure that every single vowel and consonant comes out. Because that's really, as long as you're hitting, especially those consonants, as long as you're hitting the beginning and ends of words, people can try to kind of interpret. We did the Milwaukee Fringe Festival last year, and we were over at the Peck Pavilion, and we got to a point where there was musical performance going on behind us with amplifiers and speakers, and it was just blaring.
It was a rock concert.
It was a rock concert. And you get to a point where you go, I can't yell over this. I'm just going to be very, very articulate and hope the audience picks up what I'm doing.
Well, and I imagine the audience in a setting like this can roll with the punches.
The audience actually does have some responsibility in that task when they come to our shows, because we make the audience our sound effects, so they it's also their job to participate enough that they're telling the story with us over the sound or through the sound. If the storytelling, as AJ was saying, the articulation is important, but also like the intensity and energy that we're putting into the storytelling. We need to be captivating enough to keep the audience focused where we want them to be.
And honestly, we love our audience. I mean, they are with us in good weather. They are with us in bad weather. They're with us when it's quiet or when it's really loud. Like, they are an adaptable group of people when they come to see a Summit show, and we love them for it.
How many people do you expect at a show in a place like this?
It really varies. I think at a location, Lakeshore in particular, because we've had sort of inclement weather in the past, we haven't had huge crowds here. It varied between like 35. And then the first year it was very fun because there was a bike tour that was going on. So like, we had this group of about 75 bikers stop and watch the show for 10 minutes. So they were clearly captivated by what was going on.
A drop-in, drop-out Shakespeare.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they all applauded like in the middle of the scene as they started to cart off again. It was
Everyone
very funny.
Dings their bells and then yeah. Keeps going.
Yeah, it's a real community event.
Well, so we've talked the last couple of years. Talk about what you're performing this year, and beyond Lakeshore State Park, what's special about this third season?
So this year we're doing The Comedy of Errors, which is a new play. We're adapting the script.
It's not technically a new play.
Oh, no. I
mean, it's new to us.
new to our audience. That's correct.
One of Shakespeare's latest.
Yeah, you know, he's putting out new ones.
Right, so this show is... as always, the challenge is like, why is this show relevant? Why are we still doing this 400 years later? And the way that we're doing it this year is very silly, very fun, in the same way that we've been doing it in the past. It's also a story about immigrants. It's about falling in love and being confused by that. It's about people trying to make their livelihood. So it's a lot of like human things that people are still trying to puzzle out today. And something unique in terms of the style of the way that we're doing this show this year, as I said previously, our shows in the past have taken place in forests, so the set was kind of like pre-made for us. This time it takes place in the city of Ephesus. So we're adding some more scenic elements in terms of the props and things that we're bringing along with us on tour, which is kind of a new fun design challenge for us of how do we make a set piece collapsible? How can it be used in more than one way in different scenes? So we're making use of umbrellas, tent poles, things like that. It's going to be real fun.
This is a really interesting show, too, because the whole mechanic of the show centers around twins. That's kind of the plot device. It's these two pairs of twins who keep getting confused for each other. And they don't know that they're both in the city together. And so everyone's like, why are you? I just saw you, but now you're slightly different. You don't know what's going on. And it's really confusing. And our audience is so used to us playing different characters. When we are in different clothes, that means we're a different person. Well, now we have this added challenge of going, okay, I am a different person, but I look identical to how I just looked. Some of us are twins, but some of us aren't, and how do you know, differentiate that for the audience? So it's a really exciting new challenge.
Yeah, it's almost like a 400-year-old sitcom.
Basically, I mean, yeah, it's all of these, yeah, it's one of those, like, swinging doors. Everyone's just coming back in and out, and you're like, what's going on?
If we had doors to slam, they would be making lots of noise in this show.
So as we're having this conversation, it is late May. What has to happen between now and when you open?
Well, we just wrapped up our first week of rehearsal this week, so we're right in the thick of solving a lot of these fun acting problems. We have the rest of our rehearsal to happen, and then just the construction of some of these props and scenic elements and costumes, and getting the show on its feet and on tour. So figuring out how we're going to pack our vehicles this year, really making sure that we can fit everything into every possible space, because we just take two cars for these seven players. So yeah, just kind of like the mechanics of getting ready to camp, getting ready to take this show on tour.
And if nothing else, at least this is the one that you do not need to camp for.
Correct. So we have three shows in Milwaukee. We do Lakeshore State Park, we do Three Bridges Park in the Menominee Valley, and Havenwood State Forest on the north side. So those are on Friday nights, and the way that we structure our schedule is if we're close to home, that's why we're having it on a Friday.
All right. Well, best of luck with the current season, and looking forward to maybe the fog clearing out and everybody being able to see what you do.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space downtown to come see a Shakespeare play.
It's always a good time to go see a Shakespeare play anywhere we're going.
Thanks to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Mitch.
Hannah Klapperich-Mueller is executive director, and A.J. Magoon is public relations director for the Summit Players. They're also actors in the troupe, which will perform Shakespeare's A Comedy of Errors in 16 state parks around Wisconsin this summer. You can find the link to a full schedule at WUWM.com.